Today's daf is Chulin daf Ayin Aleph. We left off in daf Ayin Amud Beis, about six lines from the end of the page, at Tanya Amar Rabbi Yonasan. So the first thing we're going to discuss is the source for the idea that a nevelas chaya tahora is tameh. The pasuk is pretty explicit that a nevela of a behema tahora, chaya tameh, that all of those nevelas are tameh. But how do I know that a nevela of a chaya tahora, of a kosher chaya, a kosher species of chaya, that such a nevela would be tameh? So that's going to be the first discussion. Then the Gemara is going to lead us into a discussion of the term behema and the term chaya as they are used in Tanakh. That very often the term behema includes chayos as well, and the term chaya includes behemos as well, and the Gemara is going to give an example where each one of those things is true, where behema includes chaya includes behema, both by a chaya tahora and a behema tahora, chaya tameya and a behema tameya. Then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to talk about the tuma status of the mother and of the midwife when the fetus inside is dead. When the fetus dies in utero, so the midwife touches the fetus inside sometimes to try to get it out, and the mother is obviously carrying the fetus. So who's tameh and who is not tameh? And that's going to lead us into the sugya that takes up the rest of the daf and goes into tomorrow's daf, the sugya of tuma balua and tahara balua, which essentially teaches us that which is tameh but is totally enclosed inside something else does not have the capacity to transmit that tumah, and that which is tahor and it's totally enclosed inside something else, let's say inside your body, does not have the capacity to receive tumah. And in that context, we're going to bring up on Amud Beis the Mishnah about tumas nige batim, a negat saras on a house, and how that affects a person's begadim and what kinds of begadim that will be affected and will not be affected, and exactly at what time those begadim will be affected relative to when the person enters the house. Okay, so let's begin. Daf Ayin Amud Beis, six or seven lines from the end of the page. Tanya. Amar Rabbi Yonasan, namti lo leben azai. I told Ben Azai, Lamanu Nivlas Behema Torah Shemitama. You know, the Torah says explicitly that a kosher animal that dies becomes an avela that's tame, because the pasuk says, V'chiyamas mina behema asher hi lachem liachla. If an animal that normally you'd be allowed to eat dies, Hanogeb Nivlas Ayit Ma'adarif. If you touch that nevela, you're tame. So very clearly that a nevela of a kosher animal is mitame. V'nivlas behema tameya shemitama. We also know that the nevela of a non-kosher animal is metame. Nivlas chaya tameya shemetama. We also know that the nevela of a non-kosher chaya is metame. Again, those two are also in the pasuk. The pasuk tells us in Parshas Tzav, O nefesh asher tiga b'chol davar tameh. Oh, benivlas chaya tameya. Oh, benivlas behema tameya. That if you touch kol davar tameh, what are examples of kol davar tameh? A nevela of a chaya tameya, a nevela of a behema tameya. So those are explicit. But nivlas chaya tahora lo lamanu. We don't find any pasuk in the Torah that says that the nevela of a chaya tahora is in fact metame. So minayin, how do I know that din to be true? So that was the question that Rabbi Yonasan said to Ben Azai. So namli, Ben Azai said back to me, says Rabbi Yonasan, kol holech al kapov b'chol achaya haholeches. That the pasuk says that anyone is holech al kapov b'chol achaya haholeches is temeyim heim lachem. So from lashon b'chol hachaya, the pasuk is coming to tell me whether it's a chaya temeya or even if it's a chaya tahora, that it's still going to be subject to tumah. So namti lo. So I said back to Ben Azai, how can you darshan from there all sorts of chayos? V'chinemar v'chol chaya. Does it say v'chol chaya? In which case you'd be right. It would come to be marba both a chaya tameya and a chaya Torah. V'lonemar ela b'chol hachaya, which sounds like inside a chaya. And that's talking about l'mahalchi kapayim b'chaya huda asa. That's talking about an ubar inside of a chaya, that a dafka, a dead ubar inside of a chaya, tameya, is tamei. But you can't learn from there about a nevelas chaya tahora, that it's tamei as well. So namli, so Benazi said, umay yishma'il omer b'davar hazeh. Okay, you're challenging me to come up with the source that a nevela of a chaya tahora is in fact tameh like a nevela. But what does your Rebbe say? You don't like my source. What does your Rabbi Yishmael say about this? So he didn't call him Rabbi Yishmael, he said Yishmael. What does he say about it? So Namtilo, so I told him what Rabbi Yishmael says about it. So Pasuk, V'chiyamos mina behema, and the Chum Darshin, that phrase means Zobehema Tameya. That's talking about a non-kosher animal. Asher hi lachem liachla, Zobehema Torah. That's referring to a kosher animal, because it says something that you would normally eat. So, and on both of those things, the pasuk concludes that someone who's nogea b'nivlasa is yitma ta'arev. So it's not that the pasuk that we initially quoted, v'chiyamas merabehema asher hi lachem liachla, nogea b'nivlasa yitma ta'arev, is only about a behema Torah. That pasuk is both about a behema Torah and the behema tamei, that you become tamei from its nevela. So lemanu chaya bechlal behema, and the next piece of information that a chaya is included in the general category of behema ubehema bechlal chaya, and a behema is included in the general category of a chaya. So when the Torah says any din about a behema or about a chaya, we assume it applies to both the behema and the chaya. Chaya tahora b'chal behema tahora, chaya tameya b'chal behema tameya. Anything the Torah tells us about a behema tahora includes a chaya tahora. Anything it tells us about a behema tameya includes a chaya tameya. And behema tameya b'chal chaya tameya. Anything it tells us about a chaya tameya applies to behema tameya. Behema tahora b'chal chaya tahora. Anything it tells me about a chaya tahora applies to behema tahora as well. Ubeloshon hazeh amar li, when he heard that, Ben Azai said back to me, Chaval al Ben Azai Shaloshim Eshes Rabbi Yishmael. Too bad that Ben Azai never got to be Mishamish Rabbi Yishmael, because I couldn't come up with the source for this din. I asked you what your Rebbe Rabbi Yishmael says, and right away you came up with the source that Rabbi Yishmael said. The reason I didn't know it was because I never had the opportunity to learn from Rabbi Yishmael. Now previously he had said, Ma Yishmael Omer B'davar Hazeh Maratz Chayis makes the diuk. He didn't say, what does Rabbi Yishmael say? He didn't call him Rabbi. But now he calls him Rabbi after he learned this halacha from him. And this is an allusion to what the Mishnah says in the sixth parak of Pirkei Avos, that if someone is lomin mechavero, halacha achas, or afilu os achas, he has to be noig bo kavod. So he's noig kavod of calling him Rabbi, dafka after he learned something from him. Now the lashon of chaval, Rashi writes, is that it's a hefsid v'chavala ba'olam. So Chaim Shmulevitz in the Sichas Musar writes that we consider it to be a hefsid ba'olam any time a chacham loses out on the opportunity for chachma. Meaning it's not just a loss for him. My loss, I didn't get to learn. No, chaval means it's a hefsid for the world, that the world is a better place when there are more knowledgeable people, when people are educated, when people know more Torah. So if I don't have as many opportunities for learning Torah, it's not just bad for me, it's bad for the entire world. That's how Chaim Shmulevitz writes in Sichas Musar, or said in the Sichas Musar, and was subsequently written down. So the Gemara now explains the makar for this rule that we just said, that anytime it says behema, it includes chaya, anytime it says chaya, it includes behema. So chaya b'chal behema min Allah, and how do I know that chaya is included in the category of behema, d'chsiv, because the pasuk says, zos ha-behema asher tochelu, shor seh chsavim, v'sayizim, it says, Ayilu tzvi v'yachmor. So haketzad, how could it be that the Torah starts with zos ha behema asher tochelu, and then it starts talking about an ayil, tzvi, yachmor? Those are chayos tahoros. So what do you see? Chaya b'chal behema. That even though it calls it behema, it includes in that category chayos as well. Behema b'chal chaya minolan. How do I know behema is included in the category of a chaya? Tichsiv zos hachaya asher tochlu mikol habehema asher ala aretz. Kol marfresas parsa. Haketzad. How could it be? It starts zos hachaya asher tochlu, and then it says mikol habehema. You see behema b'chal chaya. The behema is included in the general category of chaya. So now the Gemara says, okay, what dinim do we find that this is relevant to? Meaning, what halachos of a behema that the Torah says by a behema automatically apply to a chaya, and that the Torah says to a chaya automatically apply to a behema? Now Rashi points out, and the Rashba also, that even though the Gemara is going to give specific examples, it's not limited to these examples. Meaning, the rule is true wherever. Whatever the Torah says about a behema is true about a chaya as well, unless we know otherwise, and vice versa. But the Gemara is just giving us examples of each one. Chaya Torah b'chal behema Torah. Legabe, what halach is it relevant that a chaya Torah is included in the category of behema Torah? The simanim, as far as the simanim Torah that we have by a behema of split hooves and chewing its cud is applied to a chaya as well. Chaya tameya b'chal behema tameya. What halacha of a behema tameya applies to a chaya tameya? Laharba'a. the isra of being of mating a min b'she'eno mino is said in the lashon of behema behemtecha lo sarbia klayim, the Torah says, and nevertheless that applies to a chaya as well, not only to a behema. Behema tmeya b'chal chaya tmeya, and that a behema tmeya is included with a chaya tmeya l'chad Rebbe. That we use to teach the din of Rebbe. D'tanya, because the Braisa tells us with relation to the pasuk of O nefesh ashatiga b'chal davar tamei O b'nivlas chaya tmeya O b'nivlas behema tmeya, pasuk says if you touch something tamei, whether it be a nevela of a chaya tmeya, a nevela of a behema tmeya, so you bring a karban al chatas asher chata. Pasuk says what it says, you bring some sort of karban for doing an avera in that relates to touching a nevela. Now touching a nevela itself is not an avera. It makes you tamei, but it's not an avera. So what avera is it talking about? It never makes it clear in the pasuk what you're bringing a karban for. So Rebbe Omer, Ekra ani chaya. The Torah says that someone who touches a nevela is chaya, and we know that a behemah is included in chaya. So behemah lama nemra. Why does the pasuk have to add the word behemah? So nemra kan behemah tameya v'nemra la'alan. Ah, because it says behemah tameya over here, and it says with regard to the isser of a tame person eating kachim, that he's chayiv kares. Over there also it says behemah tameya, because the pasuk says v'nefesh kisiga b'chal tamei b'tumas adam o behemah tameya o b'chal sheket tamei v'achol mibasar zevach hashlamim asher la'ashem v'nichusay nefesh yimei ameha. Pasuk uses that same phrase behemah tameya when it talks about a tamei person eating kachim. So malahalan, just like over there tumas kodesh, the iser in question is one of tumas kodesh, and the Torah says yichayiv karis if you do it b'meisid. So afkan tumas kodesh, that's the mysterious iser that this pasuk is talking about, that someone who eats kodesh bituma or enters the mikdash bituma, if he did it b'shogeg is chayiv karban. So while the Torah wasn't abundantly clear when the Torah says if you touch a nevela of a chaya tmeya or a nevela of a behema tmeya, you're gonna have to bring a karban. What? What did you do? What avera did you do? Ah, because he used the phrase behema tmeya, we know that we're talking about an iser of tumas kodesh or mikdash. So what did you do? You were bishogeg, walked into the base of mikdash or ate kodesh in that state of tumah. That's when you bring carbon. Had you done it b'mezid, you'd be chayiv kares. But without this klal that behemas b'chal chaya, we never would have been able to make this drasha. Because without that klal, the words behema tmeya wouldn't have been extra. We're only able to make this drasha because the phrase behema tmeya is extra in the pasuk. Why is it extra? Because it already says chaya tmeya. But without that klal, I would have needed the words behema tmeya. Mimela, I would have no idea what iser the pasuk is talking about. Behema Torah b'chal chaya Torah, the last example, where do we find, what halacha do we find, that when the Torah says chaya Torah, it includes a behema Torah as well? That's as far as liyitzira, as far as yitzira is concerned. Pasukin Bereishis says, v'yitzar Hashem Elokim min adama kol chayas hasada. By behemos, it never says yitzira, but nevertheless, a behema is included in that category of a chaya. It says, if it said yitzira by a behema as well. Well, that's not enough kamina lalacha. That's just talking about what verb we use to describe the creation. No, there is enough kamina lahalacha from the word yitzira to tnan, because we have a mishnah in Maseches Nida. Hamapelas min behema. Let's say a human woman is mapil a fetus that looks like a behema, chaya va'of, or a chaya or an oaf, bein tmein bein toren, whether it looks like a kosher animal or whether it looks like a non-kosher animal, im zachar, teshiv lezachar. If it looks like a male animal, so a woman has a miscarriage, this thing comes out, it looks like, I don't know, it looks like a dog, a cow, something. It looks like, if it's male, then she assumes the tumah status of a woman who had given birth to a male, which is 7 days of tumah and 33 days of tara. Im nekeva, and if it looks like a female, teshiv lenekeva. She assumes the tumah status of someone who gave birth to a female. Eino yodua, if you can't tell whether it's male or female, Teshiv l'zachar ulinakeva. You have to assume the chumras of both. 14 days of tumah, like for a female, but you made tahara, and 26 days later at day 40, like for a male. Divrei Meir, that's Rav Meir's shita. V'chamamim kol she'eno mitzuras adam. The key point over here is the shita of the chachamim, because again, all of this recording just to show why the lashon of vayitzar makes a difference. Why the idea that there's yitzira not only on chayos but on behemos as well. Why that makes a difference in halacha. V'chamamim kol she'eno mitzuras adam. Anything that does not have a tzura of an adam, rather looks like a chayo or an oaf, ain't a vlad, is not considered a vlad, and it's not going to be metame the woman betumas leda. What's Rabbi Meir's shita? Why would Rabbi Meir hold that it is a vlad if it doesn't have tzuras ha'adam? Because the Torah says the lashon of yitzira by an animal, just like it does by an adam, but it only says that by a chaya. It doesn't say it by a behema. Ah, but behema is bechal chaya, and therefore, since behema has yitzira as well, that's why Rabbi Meir holds that when a woman miscarries and has a fetus that looks like an animal, whether it be a behema or a chaya, she's mitame tumas leda. According to Rabbanan, disagree with Rabbi Yosef Glili and hold that an ubar of a behema tamea that dies is not mitame tumas nevela. So the pasuk of nefesh shetiga bechal asher tamei or benivlus chaya tamei or benivlus behema tamea, where Rav Nachman Yitzchak darshined that an ubar behema tamea is mitame. So what did Rabbanan do with that? What do they darshan from that pasuk? The entire pasuk teaches us the gzeirah shava that Rebbe made from behema tameya. That's extra to teach that gzeirah shava to tell me that we're talking about a tamei she'achal kodesh or nichnas l'migdash. That even though the pasuk was mysterious about what avera we're talking about, but it's because of that phrase behema tameya that we're able to make that gzeirah shava to tell me that we're talking about halachos of tumas migdash or ukadashav. So it turns out that chaya tameya is needed lugufo, that someone who touches the nevela of a chaya tameya is tamei. Behema tameya is not needed lugufo because it's already included in chaya tameya. What's it needed for? Only the gzera shava. When the fact that it says tameya by chaya, even though the same is true by chaya tahora is also metame, nevela of a chaya tahora is also metame, it's just agav behema. Because by behema, Rashi points out, by behema it had to say behema tameya, otherwise the gzera shava wouldn't work. We needed to make a gzera shava behema tameya. So it's true. The chaya, whether it's a Torah or a Temeya, if it's a nevela, it's going to be metame. So it didn't really have to say chaya Temeya. But once it has to say behema Temeya, it says chaya Temeya as well. Okay, period. Now the Gemara moves on, the Mishnah moves on to another topic. The previous Mishnah discussed a dead fetus inside of an animal. Now we're going to talk about a dead fetus inside of a human, inside of a woman. Ha'isha shemeis vlad debetoch me'eha. If a woman unfortunately has a dead fetus inside the womb, upashta chaya, the mialedes, upashta chayas yada, she sticks her hand in, v'nagabo, and touches the ubar, ha'chaya tmeya tumas shiva, the mialedes is tamei tumas shiva, v'isha taura, meaning the mialedes is tamei like anyone who touches a dead body, but the woman who's carrying the baby is tahora, ad she'yetzei vlad, until the vlad comes out, because so long as the vlad is totally enclosed inside the woman's body, that's what we call tumah balua. Tumah balua is not metame. Tumah that's totally enclosed is not metame. So Amar Rabba, shem she tumah balua eina metama, kach tara balua eina mitama. Just like tumah that's totally enclosed inside the body does not have the capacity to transmit tumah to anything else, so too that which is tahara, that's totally balua, does not have the ability to receive tumah from anything else. So if you have something inside of your body that you swallowed or something, so inside your stomach that is tahar, and you walk into a room with a dead body, whatever is in there remains tahar. So if it ever comes out, as long as it doesn't come out in that room, it comes out in a place that's tahar, it will be tahar. Tumah balua minolin. Where do we know this din of tumah balua from? Because the pasuk says, "Va'ochel minivlasa yichabes begadav." That someone who eats a nevela is going to have to be mechabes begadav, and he's tamei ada erev. And then he goes to the mikvah, and he's fine. Milo askinan. Aren't we talking about the achal samach l'shkia sachama? That a person ate nevela right before shkia, so his body didn't even have time yet to digest it. So it's still nevela that's roi lachi. It's still actual food, and yet v'kam rachmana tahar. And the Torah says that if he's tovel right away at shkiyas hachama, he's tahar, and he doesn't continue to become Tameh from the nevela that's inside of him, meaning it's still edible nevela that's inside of him. It hasn't yet been digested by his body. How come it doesn't continue to be Tameh? Shouldn't we wait till it gets digested and broken down before he can be Metayer himself? No, he can be Metayer himself right away, and that nevela is not going to continuously be Metameh him. So it tells us about why we use this as the source. We could say that Tumah Balua is not Metameh from the Brisa that's quoted in Maseches Nida, that is Medayik from the Pasuk, by someone who eats an Ov Tahar, Nevelu Trefa Lo Yochal L'Tamava, that it's Metameh Beis Abliya Tumah Chamura to be Metameh Begadim. So the Brisa Darshans, Ba Hi V'lo Acheres, that a Nevelus Behema is not Metameh Beis Abliya if it doesn't touch the outside of the person's body. I mean, if you were to take a Nevelah of a Behema and stick it directly into the Beis Abliya of a person, it would not be Metameh the person. So you see that Tumah Balua is not Metameh. So tell us about it. Why don't we just use that as the example? The very idea that Nevelus Oaf is Metameh Bebeis Abliya, but not a Nevelus Behema is not Metameh Beis Abliya, so isn't that a Raya to Tumah Balua? Okay, so Tos deals with that Kasha. But that's not the source of the Gemara quoted. The Gemara quoted the source of the fact that you could be, if you ate Nevela in your Tameh, you don't have to wait for it to be digested, because it no longer has the capacity to be Metameh you once you have swallowed it, once it's inside your body. Says Gemara, that's not a good Raya. Vidilma Shaini Hasam Dil Chazi Leger. No, maybe such a Nevela is not called a Nevela anymore, even though it hasn't been digested. Who would eat that? Meaning, okay, you haven't digested it. You just swallowed it a minute ago. Let's say you vomit it back up right now. You're going to find someone to buy it. Who's going to eat it? It's a nevela she'en ruya leger, and nevela she'en ruya leger is not metameh. So that's meaning en ruya leger means it's not edible for human consumption. That's the drasha we make when the pasuk says lo sochlu kol nevela. What's the next phrase? Leger asher b'sharecha tinena. Don't eat nevela. What should you do with it instead? Give it to a ger asher b'sharecha. Meaning give it to a ger toshav. Doesn't mean a ger tzedek because he's a Jew. Give it to a ger toshav to be able to eat it. So Chazal darshan in a couple of places, Mesach Sava Dazar, Mesach Bacharos, that Nevela Aruya Leger is called Nevela, She'en Aruya Leger is not called Nevela. So this Nevela is not Roy for Achilas Adam, so Mela, it's not Metameh. Nothing to do with Tumah Balua, it's not Metameh because it's not Nevela anymore. It doesn't have Tumah on its own anymore. Says Marhani, Chal Rabbi Yochanan da Amar. The Raya from the Pasuk would be good if you assume like Rabbi Yochanan, who says Mesach Bacharos, Achazu va'achazu ad lekelev, that whether you're talking about Tumah Chamura of Tumas Adam, or Tumah Kala, that's Metameh, Ochlum Umashkim, a Nevela's Metameh would continue to be Metameh until it's no longer Roy L'Achilas Kelev, so then Shapir. Then I understand that the Nevela that you just swallowed is still Roy L'Achilas Kelev. May not be Roy L'Achilas Adam, but it's still Roy L'Achilas Kelev. So then I understand that you have a good Raya, that look, it's not Metameh the person anymore, even though you've already swallowed it. El Barpada da Amar, Tumah Chamura Leger, Vitumah Kala Lekelev, but if you sound like Barpada, who says that when it comes to Tumah Chamura, it's still Metameh until it's Enoroi L'Achilas Adam. But Tumah Kala is going to be Metameh even until it gets to the point where it's not Roi L'Achilas Kelev. So then there's no Hechrich to learn from the Pasuk that Tumah Balua is not Metameh. Because maybe the reason it's not Metameh is Mishum Zlo Chazi L'Geru. It's not Roi L'Achilas Adam. And that already takes away its status of Tumah. So it's not about where it is, it's about what it is. By the time it's not Roi L'Achilas Adam, it's not Metameh anymore. So says Gemara, wait, you're assuming that a human being wouldn't eat something that someone else had swallowed already? It's true, they wouldn't if they saw someone else swallow it. But if you swallow something and you could spit it back up and spice it or whatever, make it, and don't tell anybody, and just say, here's a fancy dish, right? So he's not going to spit it out, it will taste good. He just, as long as he doesn't have that mental knowledge of where it's been, so right? They don't show you the kitchen in the restaurant, right? You're not supposed to know where things have been because then you're not going to eat it. But as long as you don't know, everything's fine. Nihid lochazi b'fanav, granted, the nevel is not really l'achilas ger, if you threw it up, you vomited it up in front of the guy, but shalobafanav, it's absolutely ra'ui for him, and still the Torah says that the nevela, once it's swallowed, is not metameh the person who ate it. Why not? Even though it still has the capacity to be metameh, because it's still ra'i l'achilas ger, it's not metameh because it's tumah balua. Ah, so that's the din of tumah balua. So ashkechan tumah balua. That's where we find the din, that tumah balua does not the ability to be metame. So the next step is okay, but tahara blua minalan. How do I know that tahara blua does not become tame? But before we get to that, I think we mentioned recently that the post can point out that you're allowed to feed someone something that's a davar matus and it's not a violation of bal tishaktu as long as the person doesn't realize that it's a davar matus. Meaning, if he doesn't know what makes it disgusting, then he would not be in violation of bal tishaktu. The Imre Yosher brings a raya in a tshuva in Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Samechei from Gemara Ksubas Daf Lamed and Beis that Abaye holds that a zaru eats truma according to Rabbi Nachman ben Akana is pater from paying for the truma because when he eats truma he's chayiv misa b'dei shemayim and he's not chayiv and kam lebidrab minei, so you can't be chayiv to pay as well, chayiv the mammon that you took the mammon akohen as well. So we only give him the onesh hachamur, which is misa b'dei shemayim. So ask the Gemara, but they don't come bebas achas. The second he picks up the truma, he's already chayiv to pay for it. He's only chayiv misa when he swallows the truma. Answers the Gemara, we're talking about a case that he didn't pick it up. Someone else stuffed the truma into his beis habliya, down his throat, and he's not able to spit it up easily, to spit it out easily. And if he does spit it out, it's not going to be worth a shava pruta because the truma has already become disgusting in his throat, and the kohen won't be able to eat it because it is now disgusting. So someone who, so the guy who eats it has to pay only for the hana'a that he has at the time that he eats the truma. And at that time that he's nanned from the truma, there is a simultaneous misa b'dei shemayim. But the other guy who stuffed the truma in his throat does not have to pay because it was still be'en. So the guy could have spit it out. So ask Tosfos, why if the guy spits out the truma, is it not worth anything? Even though it became disgusting by being stuck in his throat, it's still ruil achilas kohen, as long as, according to our Gemara, the kohen hasn't seen it. So that's Tosfos Kasha. And the right from our sugya, that you see that it's someone who didn't see the blia, it's still called ruil achilas lachilas ger. So that's Tosfos Kasha over there. And so the Imre Yosher says, you see from all that there's an isra of bal tishaktu al davar matus, only when you don't know that it's a davar matus, when you know that it's a davar matus, but if you don't know that it's a davar matus, then there is no iser of bal tishaktu. And that's where Moshe writes this way, beferish in the tshuva as well. That if you don't know that something is a davar matus, then there's no iser of bal tishaktu when a person eats it. Okay, says the Gemara Vayta now, ashkan tuma blua, tahara blua minolim. Where do we find this din called tahara blua? So says Gemara, kal v'chomer, umakli cheres hamukav tzamin pasil, she'enu matzil al tuma shabatocho milatame. That if you have a kli cheres that's sealed, that will not save tuma that's inside of it from being metame the kli and everything that's in the ohel. Meaning, let's say you have a kli cheres, the rule of the kli cheres can only become tame from the inside, not from the outside. So if you have actual tuma inside the kli cheres, even if you seal it, it's metame the kli and it's metame everything that's in that room. If you have actually kzayis minames in that kli cheres, nothing blocks that tuma from going out. The tuma shoots right through and goes all the way up. And yet the kli cheres, if it contains something that is tahar inside of it, and there's tuma in the room outside of the kli cheres, the kli cheres saves that tahara, protects that tahara, keeps it tahar. So adam shematzel tuma shabatochem milatame. A person who has, we just got through saying tuma balua is not metame. So a person who has tuma inside of him, the person will protect everything outside of him from receiving that tuma from that which is inside of him. So enudin. So for sure the person's body should have the ability to protect that which is inside of him in tahar from the tuma influences that are outside of him. Says Gemara, well, now that's not a raya. Malu kli cheres shekinen mitami megabel tom bradim shem tami megabel. How can you bring a raya from a kli cheres to a person? You know what makes a kli cheres special? It can't become tame from the outside. A person can only become tame from the outside. So atu anan megabel kamrinan. Well, are we trying to learn from the kal v'chomer from the outside of the kli cheres that you're asking such a kasha? Mitochu kamrinan. We're asking a kasha from the inside of the kli cheres. And adraba, Kli Cheres Chamur Shekhen Mitame Me Aviro. When you look at the inside of a Kli Cheres is more Chamur than an Adam because it's Mitame from the inside. It's Mekabel Tumah by even if it doesn't touch the inside, even if something just dangles in the airspace of the inside of the Kli Cheres. And nevertheless, the Torah's Mekel and tells us that Tahara that's Balua in the Kli Cheres is not Mekabel Tumah from outside influences. So an Adam, which is more Kal, where you don't have this din of becoming Tame inside of him, so certainly that Kula, that it could protect Tahara, should also be true. So Ashkhan Balua Dilamaila, Balua Dilamataminalan, says Mar, okay, good. So now you've showed me that a person who's Balea Tuma, who swallows Tuma through his mouth, that Tuma will no longer be able to be Matame anything else. But how do I know if you stick something up a person from the other side, that also is considered balua and will no longer have the ability to transmit tumah to the person? So says Gemara, kal v'chomer, umal lamala she'eno ose equal matzil. You know, food is much more digested when it's closer to the bottom of the human than it is when it's closer to the top of the human being. So if lemaila, where it's not even digested, nevertheless it's matzil from being metame the person, lemata, for sure it should be matzil, it's more digested. Says Gemara, wait, no, it's more digested because it went through the whole digestive tract of the person. We're asking about sticking it up the person. That doesn't digest it. Klum ose ikul lemata ella al yedei maila. It only becomes digested on the bottom because it went through the top. So then adraba, the mouth is really what's causing the ikul, and it's more kal than the bottom part of the person. Says Gemara, afilu hachi ikul de lemata rav. Nevertheless, the equal that exists in the intestines, in the stomach, is the ikur equal, much more so than the saliva starts to break down the food in the mouth. And therefore, even if it goes in derech beis harai, it still has a din of balua. So now we've seen the din of tuma balua, we've seen the din of tahara balua, at least as far as it relates to a person. The next step, what about the din of tuma balua and tahara balua as far as it relates to an animal? Before we get to that, we have to realize what was the whole Mishnah about as far as it relates to a person, but it wasn't just Tam any Tumah, it was a dead fetus inside the mother. Now there is a very important Mar Makom, the Shach in Yaradei and Shinai Nal of Kotzum Rokeach, that an Eishas Kohen Mu'uberes, if you have a wife of a Kohen who's pregnant, she's allowed to enter an Oel HaMeis. Aye, but maybe she's pregnant with a baby boy, and by entering the Oel HaMeis, that boy is going to be Tamei, says the Shach in the name of the Rokeach, Svek Sveka. Maybe it's a Nefel, the baby's not going to survive anyway. And even if it does, maybe it's a girl. So because of the Svek Sveka, she could enter an Oel HaMeis. So the Velt goes crazy on this. What in the world are you talking about? Of course she's allowed to go into an Oel HaMeis. That's exactly to Tara Balua, right? That which is Tar, which is Balua, inside of another body, cannot become Tame from that which is outside. So she walks into an Oel HaMeis, so there's Tuma outside of her, there's Tahara in this fetus inside of her, so of course it's Mutter. So that's the Kasha that everyone asks. It's very hard to find a satisfactory answer to that Kasha. The Radvaz suggests that it must be talking about that the baby's already crowning, that his head is already coming out, and that's why you have to rely on Svek Sveka. But short of that, it is in fact Balua. Others suggest that Rav Shachter quotes in Sefer Bikvei Atzon from Rav Elchanan and from others that maybe the din of Tumas Kohanim, it does not follow the rules of Tumen Tahara, meaning the Isra of Tumas Kohanim is an Isra of Hiskarvus Lemeis. Meaning, for example, a Kohen is allowed to be Metame to a Cherev Hareu Kecholam, meaning if a metal object touches a mace, it's just as Tame as the mace in Dine Tuma. It's Navi Avos Hatuma, Cherev Hareu Kecholam. Yet a Kohen is allowed to touch that, allowed to be in the same room as that. Why? It's just as Tame as the mace, because it's not an Isra of Tuma, it's an Isra of Iskarvus Lemeis, and the Kohen is nowhere near a mace. And that could explain many other halachos, why a Kohen is not allowed to be in the same room as a Goses, why the Goses isn't Tame, he's alive, he's not Tame yet. Yeah, but that's called Kurva Lemisa. That Kurva Lemisa maybe is the Isser. So maybe that's true Bein Lechumra and Bein Lekula. That even Lekula, we would say, that as long as, even if a Kohen is technically becoming Tame, but he's not Kurva Lemeis, maybe it would be Mutter for a Kohen Kohen. So that's what Rav Shechter thought, that's the kula for a Kohen to fly in an airplane, even though the airplane flies over a cemetery, because there's no escarvus lemes over there. He's thousands of feet above the mace, so provided that he's above the clouds at least. When you're below the clouds, the cemetery is right near the airport, so then maybe that's a bigger problem. Remember a couple of years ago there was that whole thing, the New York Post ran the picture of the Kohen that closed himself up in a bag because he studied the flight patterns, and they discovered that in Tel Aviv by Ben Gurion they flew right over the cemetery. So it's a good kasha. Like, why would they be allowed to fly over a cemetery when it's so close by to the airport? And then they tend to put cemeteries near airports because live people complain about noise, but dead people don't. So that's stama an issue. But that's has to be mentioned over here when we talk about this issue of tumma blua. In general, a pregnant woman going into a cemetery, there's nothing in halacha about a pregnant woman not going into a cemetery. Minchas Yitzchak writes in the tshuva in Chelek Yud, he says there's a shmua b'shem nashim tzidkanios that they don't go to a cemetery when they're pregnant. No makar for it, he says. But in Lazalzel Bazaar, there's a famous Chuvah Sarashba, where the Chuvah Sarashba writes that when Nashim Sidkanios do something, you don't laugh at it. When you hear a Baba Maisa, you respect it. So he says, this is a Baba Maisa, and we respect it. It's something that Nashim Tzikanios do, so we respect such a minhag. And he says, maybe there's a tam, maybe it comes from the idea of the Eishes Kohen. It comes from this Rokeach, who's nervous about the Eishes Kohen. Then he suggests a different rationale for it. That maybe it relates to the Mishnah Maseches Para tells us that to make the Para Aduma, they made so many chumas, and one of the chumas that they had is to draw the Mayim Chayim that they needed, they would take children who were never mitame b'tumas meis. And how did they make sure these children were never mitame b'tumas meis? They had chatzerus in Yerushalayim that were on a cliff, these little neighborhoods that were on a cliff, and underneath them was a chalal adat ha'om, in a way that even if there was mason buried in the underneath the cliff, it wouldn't be mitame that which is on top of the cliff. They would bring pregnant women to give birth there, and they would be megadol their children until they were 7 or 8 years old, and then those 7 or 8 year old kids would go on the back of a behemoth with an ol that was made on the back of the behema, and they would draw the water. So lechora, according to the shitos that an uber is makabel tuma even before he's nolad, shouldn't we be choshesh that the mother went to a makom tame and the uber became tame? So you have to say that these nashim had to be careful mitumas meis even be mei iburan. So meila they were not able to go to beis hakvaros. So rov benos Yisrael wanted their children to be able to be those children, so maybe that's where the minute came from. Not to go, hard to imagine, but wherever the minute came from, there is such a minute, probably because it was so distressing sometimes to go to Beis HaKvaros, that it became such an overwhelmingly emotional thing that it wasn't healthy for the pregnancy. Okay, so anyway, Ashkan Belua Da'adam, Belua de Behema Minalan. So we've seen Belua Da'adam. Where do we find the din of Belua by a Behema? So Kavachomen. Uma Adam Shemetan Mechayim Matzil Belua, Behema Shemetan Mechayim Enodin Shetatzil Belua. A human being can become Tamei when he's alive. A Behema can only become Tamei when it's dead. It can't become Tamei when it's alive. So if a human being is Matzil Belua, for sure a Behema is. Says Mala Adam Shekin. Sarich Shehia. But wait, a person, when a person walks into to Bebeis HaManuga, when a person walks into a house that has tzaras, it takes some time until his clothing becomes tamei. Tomar bebehema shein etzricha shehia bebeis HaManuga. A behema has a chumra in dinei tuma over an adam. Because if a behema is wearing clothing and walks into a house that has tzaras, its clothing becomes tamei immediately. It doesn't take a certain amount of time. So says Gemara, behema dein etzricha shehia bebeis HaManuga l'may hilchasa. What do you mean the clothing of a behema doesn't come? Behemas don't wear clothing. L'kelim al gabba. It's talking about kelim that the behema is carrying. That same thing applies to an adam carrying clothing. The whole idea of a delay between when a person walks into a Beis HaManuga and the tumma hitting his clothing is only clothing that he's wearing, not clothing that he's carrying. Adam nami lo bayi ditnan, because the Mishnah tells us a nicholas bayis amenuga v'kelev al ksefav v'sandal v'tabosav biyadav hu v'hein tmei miyad. If you're carrying clothing, everything becomes tamei right away. Hayolavush kelev v'sandal v'beragla v'tabosav be'etzba'o hu tamei miyad v'hein torin atchiyishu b'kdei achilus pras paschitim lo pasar mesa v'ochel b'liftan. It's only if you're wearing the clothing that there is a delay in the tumah. So don't tell me that there's this kula by tumah of an adam that there's a delay until his clothing becomes becomes tummy that doesn't apply by a behema. So Amarava Travayu Taninu. Both of these dinim we already know. Tuma Balua Tanina, Tara Balua Tanina. Tuma Balua Ditanan, Bala Taba'as Tameya, Tova Valchla Bitrumaso. If you swallow the tummy ring that was tummy from a dead body and is now an Aviyah Vosatuma, you could still be Tovel and eat your Truma. Hikia, if you vomit it up, Tameya, it is still Tame, Vitimatu. And on its way out, it's Metame you as well. So you see that while the Taba'as is Betoch Meyav, it's not Metame the person, because Tuma Balua is not Metame. And Tara Balua Tanina, Ditnan. Bala Taba'as Tahora, Venichnas Olames, Vihiza, Vishana, Vitaval, Vikia, Harei Kemasha Haisa. That if a person swallows a Tahar Taba'as, and he enters an Olames, and then he goes through the Tahara process, and then he spits out the Taba'as, that Tahar ring remains absolutely Tahar. It never became Tama in the old mace. Why? Because it was Tara Balua. So the Gemara, we'll do the answer tomorrow, but the Gemara has this Kasha. Actually, this is the answer. Kikam Rabbukon Shabala Shte Tabalas Achas Meav Achas Torah Delomitamya La Tameya La Tahara. The Gemara asked the Kasha, don't we already know the din of Tama Balua and Tara Balua? So no, Rabba's teaching a Chiddush that if the both Taba'os were both inside your body, that's the addition Chiddush, that one cannot be metame the other when they're both balua inside of your body, not just something that's inside becoming tame from an outside influence. So, Bezrashem, tomorrow we'll pick up on the very top of Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph.